It's 9 a.m. Eastern, December 1st. This is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin unchanged at $58,529. Ethereum up 2% at $4,756. And Binance Coin is up 3% at $648. Those are your leaders by market cap. Top gainers in the last 24 hours, Request Network up 78%, Mobox up 40%, and Divi up 37%.
What works so well that it's basically magic? Bitcoin mining, USDT in the top three. What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From launching your online shop to, did we just hit 1 million orders? Shopify is there to help you grow. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person point-of-sale system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. Sell more with less effort thanks to their new AI solution, Shopify Magic. My favorite thing about Shopify is no matter how much you want to grow, they have the solutions you need to take control and level up your business. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US and millions of other entrepreneurs across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support you every step of the way. Businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/DCR, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/DCR to grow your business, no matter what stage you're at. Shopify.com/DCR.
Today's episode is brought to you by the folks at Ungrocery. Visit the food people online at ungrocery.com. Today's news. Global crypto exchange Crypto.com is looking to strengthen its foothold in the United States. It's acquiring IG Group stakes in two exchange platforms. Crypto.com announced it's purchasing the U.S.-regulated North American Derivatives Exchange and the Small Exchange for a reported $216 million. The deal is expected to close in the first half of 2022, following regulatory approval. Well, China's crackdown on crypto is expanding into the metaverse and non-fungible tokens. An executive at the People's Bank of China recently implied, speaking at a National Financial Security Summit, the director of the Anti-Money Laundering Unit at the People's Bank of China pointed to the risks associated with leaving the new trends of the crypto ecosystems, such as NFTs and the metaverse, unregulated. He claimed that while people would use said digital assets for privacy and wealth appreciation, they're also prone to be used for illicit purposes, such as money laundering and tax evasion. Fidelity Investments has launched a Bitcoin exchange-traded fund that will allow investors to buy and sell real Bitcoins rather than derivatives. So it looks like the EFT deal's going to finally take off. That's a good thing. According to a tweet shared by Bloomberg senior analyst, the fund Fidelity Advantage Bitcoin ETF is currently pending listing on a Canadian exchange. That's cool. Well, that's all for us for today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io for sources and for links. Find us on social media, add us to your Alexa flash briefing, and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.